Because you really have works. Beautiful balconies out there on that Airbnb in particular.
But when you got a gazillion mosquitoes trying to carry you off, it's no fun.
Yeah, right. So,
and I didn't want to do the tiki torches.
No.
And that's not good. That's, I didn't want to spray everybody down.
Right.
So we got Pest Pro Services. We got them out there.
And they can help you across the board with any of your pest control needs. You might as well make them your everyday pest control company.
That's right.
That number, 265-9990. That's 265-9990. Or you can always go to ppsriverregion.com or just search Pest Pro Services on the Book of Faces today. When you want to know, call a pro, Pest Pro Services. And be sure to tell them that, well, you heard about them here on the radio from Joey and Eddie.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. A crane has appeared at the side of a collapsed highway bridge in Baltimore as crews prepare to begin clearing wreckage. The debris has stymied the search for four missing workers and blocked ships from entering or leaving the city's vital port. New York City officials announcing a pilot program to deploy portable gun scanners in the subway system. The scanner announcement came days after a fatal shove in an East Harlem subway station once again brought the issue of subway safety to the forefront. FTX founder Sam Bankman-Fried has been sentenced to 25 years in prison for a cryptocurrency fraud that a prosecutor has described as one of the biggest financial frauds in U.S. history. Louis Gossett Jr., the first black man to win a supporting actor Oscar, has died. He was 87. This is SRN News.
We all hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids, no matter where you are, call now. 800-583-0141. Don't lose hope. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS. There is zero risk to you. If we can't reduce your tax debt, then you pay nothing. Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems. We have a 5-star rating on Google and Yelp and an A+ with the Better Business Bureau. You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today by visiting us online at TRA.com or call 800-583-0141. That's 800-583-0141. Tax Relief Advocates. Real solutions for real people.
From the Blue Water Broadcasting News Center, here's today's top stories. Alabama joined 10 other states in a federal lawsuit Thursday challenging President Biden's student loan repayment plan. The states argue that Biden overstepped his authority in creating the SAVE plan, which was made available last year and has already canceled loans for more than 150,000 people. Auburn University announced expedited assistance for displaced Birmingham Southern students Thursday. The assistance includes waiving application fees and a quick review of applications. The process is expected to help BSU students enroll in Auburn for the summer semester. A Montgomery barbershop that was destroyed in a January arson has reopened in a new location on Hall Street. Seven Seeds Barber and Style is one of four businesses on Norman Bridge Road that was destroyed by the fire 2 months ago. No arrests have been made. The case remains unsolved. From the Blue Water Broadcasting News Center, I'm Sky Mosley.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368. An equal housing lender.
Madness is happening right now. But the real action is happening at Toyota of Montgomery. Score our biggest Toyota savings of the year. That's on our biggest selection of new Toyotas in stock. Like the game-winning 2024 Camry, now $299 a month. Trade in your old car, no matter what it is, no matter where you got it. We'll give you up to $2,000 over book value for it. And they're here. The Toyota of Montgomery All-Stars. Shop and save thousands on our certified pre-owned Toyotas. They're just like new Toyotas, even come with a warranty, but cost thousands less. Want in on the action? Hurry before it all ends March 31st. Dribble down to Toyota Montgomery online at toyotamontgomery.com.
part of the Sutherland Automotive Group. Camry LE, MSRP 30,958, 12,000 miles per year for 36 month leases with 3638 due at signing. $0 security deposit with approved credit. Trade value is based on excessive wear, tear, and mileage, plus tax, tag, title, and $995 dog fee. Offer ends 4/1/2024.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. Montgomery's conversational radio show. It's news and views on News Talk 93.1 FM. To join the conversation, call 272-9228.
Good Friday, everybody, and happy Easter. When you really reflect on today, I almost hesitate, because I know it's coming on Sunday, but I hesitate to say happy Easter when you really reflect on the moment, because it's, you could watch the Passion of the Christ, or, I don't know, 12 years of Catholic school, we did the Stations of the Cross, and got pretty intense into it every year. And it's a horrifying story if it just ended there, I'll put it that way. It's like the worst, most terrible tragedy you could ever think of. And it's good to know that there's a bit of a surprise in a few days. But, yeah. So that's why I sometimes hesitate on it, Good Friday in particular, to say, oh, happy Easter, everybody. I'm like, no, this is the day to remind us of how awful human beings can be.
Well, you're not a Hallmark green card either, so.
Yeah, well, you say that again. I am certainly not a Hallmark greeting card, Eddie. 272-9228, if you want to hop in on the program. There was a big, Christian event here in the state of Alabama, 1819 News reporting on it. This is from Trent Baker. Put the devil on notice, scores of students baptized at Unite Bama event. And it looks like this was in one of the arenas. Anyway, thousands showed up to Coleman Coliseum at the University of Alabama campus on Wednesday for a night of worship hosted by Unite Bama, and a large number left with their lives forever changed. The event was hosted by the same group that oversaw a similar wave of baptisms on Auburn University's campus last year. Okay, that starts to make sense. Unite US. Unite has been traveling to college campuses around the country teaching and worshiping Jesus and his message. Much like Unite Auburn, scores of students were baptized in Tuscaloosa following the end of the event. Videos and photos published on social media show students were baptized in the fountain at Government Plaza. Now, people said lives forever changed. Sorry, I'm the cynic. That remains to be seen.
Yeah. you don't want to get me started on this subject.
See what I was trying to do here? No. It's like, hey.
Poke the bear. Joey has a tendency to do that.
I actually attended the Unite Auburn event, and I'm the one who wrote the story that is hyperlinked in this one. And it's a problem that I've had because I've been to several of these types of events. I went to the Passion Conference in Atlanta, similar such events all over. And they never take effect. They never hold. There's nothing that clings on because the message that they offer isn't a potent one. And I keep coming back to that. The message that turned the world, that 12 men deployed 2,000 years ago to turn the world upside down, is not the one that you get at these sorts of events. It's highly emotionally charged, and it's highly... I could leave it at that. It's emotionally charged. The music is meant to do that. It's not meant to orient you toward the divine and to actually come to an acceptance of who God is and who man is in light of who God is. It's a general sort of God loves you, come get in the water type of message, and it never sticks.
Well, and I would say of any faith and any denomination within Christianity, At the end of the day, it does end up being about your own personal relationship with God, right?
Well, yeah, I mean, sort of.
You can go through the motions of any sort of ritual, but if you're just going through the motions, it's not going to
stick. True, but you see this, you actually see this throughout the Tanakh, through the Old Testament, especially in the book of Isaiah, which is a scathing condemnation of the people of Israel. And he says, I've heard your prayers. I've seen your sacrifices. I don't want them anymore. I don't care about your sacrifices. I don't care about your festivals. I don't care about... By the way, festivals and sacrifices that God commands. He said, I don't care about those. What I care about is a humble and a contrite heart. A change of heart, an internal change. So when you say it's really about the individual person's faith, it's more important than that. But at the end of the day, what you do with the message of the cross, which touches every single aspect of your life, what you do when you go home with that, when you go to work with that, when you sleep with that, throughout the churches, don't just one little part on Sunday. You have to take that and deploy it in every aspect of your life because you believe it, because you've had a change of heart. That's what the gospel does. That's why Christ died to remove what the scripture calls the heart of stone and give us a heart of flesh, to transform the person. That's what being born again is. It's not just some trite statement. It's like you are literally, your old nature dies, right, and you obtain a new nature, a new heart.
And one aspect that I find fascinating is folks who are in the institutions, and again, I come from more of a Catholic background, but there are plenty of stories of priests who have been involved with the faith for the longest time, and they have trouble believing. Now, they don't leave the faith. And there are actually things within, say, Catholic doctrine on suggesting here's how that happens, here's how you overcome it. Or Mother Teresa, I think, in her diaries,
big time.
Had trouble actually believing. But she kept on, keeping on, so to speak.
Yeah.
And I think that's that sort of battle. It's a tough one for people to talk publicly, because I think sometimes this stuff becomes about a social signal and not about the actual contrite heart, as you're saying there.
Yeah.
So
yeah, I it's difficult for me because that's never a particular one that I've struggled with. You obviously struggle with certain aspects of existence where you can, I think obviously if you read the book of Ecclesiastes, you can sort of see that, of just vanity of vanity, it's all vanity. It's like this is all crumbling.
It's my favorite book.
He's watching his city destroyed, and he's just being destroyed, and he's just lamenting it. But you can lament and have a crisis wherein you sort of fear the unknown, fear what's coming, fear destruction. But what you have to do, that's where faith takes over, and you realize what scripture also says is that we know that all things work together for the good for those who love God and who are the called according to his purpose, and that God is orienting the story and the fabric of human existence towards an ultimate and glorious end that you get to be a part of. And that animates you, not just in your church life, but in your day-to-day life, because you are oriented towards that end, the glorification of God and his ultimate purpose being fulfilled in and through you.
So an ultimate terminus of glory in God. Do you think we get here with this? Senate Minority Leader Singleton files bill expanding pre-made mixed drinks sales to grocery convenience stores. Think that's going to help us?
It could. Why is that even a thing? I don't.
What, pre-made?
Right up there with the log and squatted trucks.
Yeah.
Just squatted trucks.
The squatted trucks in the back.
Yeah.
They're trying to pass.
Oh, yeah.
Go away. Give it another hour. It'll be gone. Yes, they're ugly. They're god awful ugly. But come on.
Yeah, that bill really tested my sort of anarchist libertarian because the part of me that loves aesthetics really loved that bill, but also I was like, just kind of let people do what they want, because the people with squatted trucks really are the most hateable people
they
on
are.
The planet.
And literally, give them a couple hours, they'll grow up and they'll look at that and they go, oh, this looks stupid.
Uncle Ron, is that my Uncle Ron?
We can go to Uncle Ron. Hey, Uncle Ron.
Hey, how y'all doing today?
Good. How you doing?
It's not your Uncle Ron.
Not my Uncle Ron.
I'm doing just wonderful. You know what? Your comments just now are like such a breath of fresh air to the whole listening community in the Tri-Counties here. And I just give you guys kudos for getting out there and just saying that. There's a lot of media that would not even dare to go there. And it is all about having a contrite heart and being humble and understanding what he's done for you. You know, today was a bad, bad day for Jesus.
Right.
But Sunday, when he's risen again, oh, that's when we celebrate his resurrection. That's, you know, that's a resurrection for mankind. And, man, I get choked up just thinking about it. You know, but you guys deserve kudos for bringing this out. There is no telling how many people listen to your program and trust what you say that are going to say, well, maybe I do need to check out this Jesus thing. Boom. Seed planted, seed harvested, and souls won for heaven. And all for his glory.
Well, amen, Uncle Rod. I appreciate the call, man. Really do.
Yeah, thank you so much for what you're doing.
Appreciate it.
Yeah, and it's interesting. I continue to wrestle and struggle. There's one guy, Alex O'Connor. He's an atheist British guy. Mm-hmm. And his conversations, though, are he's very respectful, and he knows his theology pretty darn well.
Yeah.
So I appreciate the guy. He makes an argument for the hiddenness of God. And my point is, keep working at it. Don't stop. Like, I think it's when you sort of give up that you start to really cave in on yourself.
Yeah, I mean, but I agree, but also G.K. Chesterton had a statement, he had a quote that says that the purpose of an open mind is the same purpose as an open mouth. It's meant to close around something.
Sure. Yeah.
And so what I see far too often is these people that they have what John Calvin called the sensus divinitatis, the sense of the divine. And they're aware of that because, honestly, you can't escape it. It's Scripture talks about that. The God has made himself known to people through what is made, and that actually that's sufficient. That natural theology, if you want to call it that, is sufficient to secure their condemnation, but not sufficient to secure their salvation. That requires special revelation. So I feel like so many people get stuck in that phase of having a sense of the divine, recognizing the spiritual nature of our existence, but they never go further, and
right,
they kind of get stuck there. And that's what's always so frustrating to me with people, because it's like, yeah, take the blind watchmaker argument that people always talk about with intelligent design.
Yeah.
And Richard Dawkins actually wrote a book called The Blind Watchmaker. You have a watch, all right, and you can tell, hey, someone made this watch, someone right, designed this watch to do a specific thing. That is clear by the existence of the watch. Tell me something about the man who made this.
Right.
You can. Tell me what his design was for the watch, what his intentions was for the watch. Tell me something, what color hair did he have? What was his feelings about any number of situations? You can't do it. That requires special revelation, and that is what is so incredible about the cross, is because not only did God in times past condescend to communicate to his creation through the words of the Tanakh, mm-hmm, but he also revealed himself ultimately and fully in his Son and secured the redemption for his people. In what Philippians, it's the greatest thing. It says, have this mind amongst yourselves, which is also in Christ Jesus, who though he was in the form of God, did not account equality with God a thing to be held on to, but emptied himself, taking on the form of a servant, being born in the likeness of man, and being found in human form, he humbled himself and became obedient even unto death, even death on a cross. And I think that that is the ultimate all, not only realizing that God is who he is, but that God is so awe-inspiring that he emptied himself of everything that it meant to be God, and humbled himself to the will of the Father and endured the cross.
And I've mentioned this to you before on these airwaves, but it's a very complicated long book that I don't really fully understand. But Carl Jung's answer to Job, mm-hmm, the answer to Job is exactly what you just said.
Yeah.
And that's fascinating. Absolutely fascinating. Well, let's go to David for a forget. Hey, David, how you doing?
Hey, guys. How are you?
Good.
All right. How you doing, bud?
Yeah, Christ only used two terms to describe himself. He said, I'm meek and humble at heart. And I think all of us need to strive more for that, those two attributes.
He also, he also described himself, his favorite term for himself was the Son of Man from Daniel 7. Yep. And read Daniel 7, and read the end of the book of Revelation, by the way. Jesus is a bit more than that. He came meek and lowly, riding on a donkey, but that's not how he's coming back.
That's right. Hey, have you ever read the book Why Revival Tarries by Leonard Ravenhill?
I'm a huge fan of the preaching of Leonard Ravenhill, but no, I have not. I have not read the book. Obviously, I have theological disagreements with Mr. Ravenhill, but I think he was a blessing to the Christian church.
Yeah, it's a short read. It's a paperback. He wrote it in 1957, and I'm in the process of reading it right now. And I'm telling you, it is as relevant today as it was in 1957. The things that he describes in 1957 of American society, you would think he wrote it yesterday.
Yeah, I think Ravenhill was another one of those people like Francis Schaeffer who weren't deserved in their time but are needed now more than ever now that they're gone.
And it's interesting, you said the 50s, David. There are a lot of folks on Twitter today posting photos of the New York City skyline, and the Empire State Building was lit up with a cross on Good Friday.
Yep, sure was, yeah. So, have a good one, guys.
See you, buddy. You too, David. See that today.
Nope.
No.
Yeah, and sometimes isn't it interesting how sometimes you'll read a thing and you're not in the moment, you're not quite convinced, and then 5-10 years go by and that thing keeps itching at the back of your mind.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
And this is a weird one, and I will thank Greg if he's still out there listening, not Mr. Boudel, but Greg, you know who you are. Gifted me Tolstoy's A Confession, and for some reason, that book and the testimony in that book constantly will, for lack of a better word, haunt me. And it's because Tolstoy was, like, nobody could really beat the guy when it came to intellectual games and logic. He was also incredibly depraved.
Yeah.
But to see that guy essentially humbled, it's a remarkable process. And it's one where you read it and you go away from it and then you come back and go, wait, how did this happen again? That's the one that continues to speak to me when I constantly revisit, though as far as his theology, I don't know how accepted that is by most anybody around the world.
He had some weird ideas, but he was a man trapped with a brain that I don't think he knew what to do with.
Right.
And I think Oscar Wilde is another person that you could chalk that up to.
Absolutely.
And so while you appreciate the uniqueness of the thought in that brain, you also have to realize that it came up with some pretty Aquinas, I will even say, falls into that into that vein as well, because especially towards the end, he really came apart.
And so
you can appreciate the mind while recognizing that it took him to some bizarre places.
Well, the worst is Peter Abelard. Do you know the Abelard story?
I actually don't.
Okay, it's Peter and Eloise. Peter Abelard is like well known for his Aristotelian logic. I believe he is a theologian, a philosopher in France in the Middle Ages, and becomes world-renowned, or at least within Europe, he becomes renowned. These were like, those sort of thinkers, speakers, those that could argue points, those are the rock stars of that day. And he was kind of treated like a rock star, people throwing themselves at him, this sort of thing. I believe a very, can't remember his name, nobleman asked for Peter Abelard to tutor his daughter Eloise. And Abelard and Eloise start having an affair.
Hmm.
And when the dad finds out, she goes to a nunnery. Abelard's kind of left to his own devices. Well, he's sneaking into the nunnery.
Oh. All right.
So then they castrated him.
Wow.
Yeah. Look at that. And then he does have this final act where he sort of comes back redeemed and all this stuff. But it takes years after he's been shamed and essentially his name is Mud. But that's a... Talk about a brilliant mind who destroys his life. And, there's so many of those crazy characters. Oscar Wilde fits that bill perfectly. And those tend to be the ones that fascinate me. I don't know why, but those tend to be those characters that don't quite fit the mold, but then also have this element to them that is striving towards something. It just fascinates me to no end. But, hey, let's hit another break. More news and views in the afternoon after this.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpets, where you will find a complete line of Mohawk carpet with exceptionally clean, smart strand fiber. It's always available and ready to be installed. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. An absolutely picture postcard perfect Easter weekend forecast for tonight. Partly cloudy, a little cool. Overnight low temperature in the mid-40s, but a nice recovery tomorrow. Upper 70s on Saturday, 83 on Easter Sunday. Sunshine for the weekend. Just a beautiful forecast with a high in the mid-80s Monday, still dry, and the next risk of scattered showers and thunderstorms returning on Tuesday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Thank you once again for voting ASE the best credit union and best mortgage company in Central Alabama's Reader's Choice Awards. We're honored to serve our members for 69 years and counting.
ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE.
Sweetheart?
Yeah?
Well, I've been thinking, I'm tired of this house.
What? You want to move?
Yeah, but we'd have to do some updating, you know, to get top dollar.
Updating really does make a lot of sense, especially when you're talking about lighting. That's where Crosby Electric comes in. They'll help you choose a stunning pendant fixture over your bathroom sink, dramatic flush mount lighting over your kitchen island, maybe some LED panels to backlight your countertops. Energy-saving LED lighting has really come down in price. Or how about a new ceiling fan that moves air more efficiently than fans built only 10 years ago? The bottom line, updating your lighting almost always delivers a full return on your investment.
Well, sweetheart, the house looks fabulous.
Yeah.
Guess I'll put out the for sale sign.
Wait.
What?
I don't wanna move.
Find out how to turn your house into the home you'll never want to leave. Visit CrosbyElectric.com or call 272-2085.
How are you going to use your tax refund? New flooring? New countertops? Carroll's Carpet Flooring America is locally owned and operated by local experts, so you can achieve the most beautiful and updated looks while supporting your community. You'll enjoy personalized service that you'll not find anywhere else. They can make your dreams come true with top-of-the-line hardwood, carpet, laminate, tile, and luxury vinyl. They have everything you need in flooring. Go to carolscarpetmontgomery.com or visit their showroom on the Northeastern Boulevard.
Are you tired of the mainstream media's biased reporting? Do you want to stay informed on the news that really matters to you? Look no further than 1819 News. At 1819 News, we bring you the latest in Alabama news, politics, sports, culture, and more. We've assembled a team of journalists with Alabama values dedicated to the truth and the truth alone. Visit us at 1819news.com today. That's 1819news.com. Subscribe to our newsletter. Honest News, Alabama Values.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368, an equal housing lender.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Asked me, why does it always turn into, like, us talking about theology when he's on? And I think it's because you know a lot about it, number one. It just comes up. And it's also, I think it's in the news.
Yeah.
One way or the other. When you look at our times today, it can be pretty heavy. Though, if you try to lighten the mood, did you see what happened in California?
Assuming it's something bad?
Well, it's kind of bad, and it's kind of absurdly funny. There's a California police department that, in an effort to comply with Governor Gavin Newsom's regulations and have a little fun, has replaced the heads of perps in social media photos with Lego heads.
Yeah, it's pretty good, too.
So, essentially, the new order is you can't show the identity of these folks you arrest. So, the police department has been superimposing Lego heads on top of the folks. And a lot of folks online thought it was hilarious. Jack Posobiec and Postmillennial did a big old report on it. And have you seen these at all, Craig?
No, I have not.
Here, I'll just
show
you
one.
You
should pull them up on
the screen. Here, and I can show you right there, or just that one.
Oh?
Yeah. So just instead of blurring out the face, they're just putting a Lego head over the face. right. It's like, what is
pretty funny.
What is this?
That's so funny. It's like, is that just because they know how to do that on like a iPhone or something where they could just...
Yeah. Well, they thought, they're like, well, if you're going to say we have to blur their faces, let's have fun with it. Well, everybody thought it was kind of funny, like absurdly funny, except for Lego.
Yeah, I kind of figured Lego would have an issue there. Yeah, but how come we can't put the faces of criminals... Isn't that their job to kind of warn us that these are the bad guys?
Yeah, I watched Cops. They didn't blur out a single suspect's face.
And they had plenty of opportunity to blur out some other things.
Yeah, I guess this is Gavin Newsom's new thing. But Lieutenant Jeremy Durant of the Murrieta Police Department there in California told Fox News, quote, "The Lego group reached out to us and respectfully asked us to refrain from using their intellectual property in our social media content, which, of course, we understand we'll comply with. We are currently exploring other methods to continue publishing our content in a way that's engaging and interesting to our followers."
They can just use the off-brand Legos. There's a million off-brand. There's blocks.
By the way, the intellectual property thing just drives me insane.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Is it wrong that you could tell the guy's ethnicity by his outfit?
Exactly.
And also, they gave him a 5 o'clock shadow on the Lego head.
It's like you're wearing a plaid shirt that's only buttoned at the top button. I wonder what ethnicity he could be.
Hey, what's up, Holmes? Yeah. Let's go to Red Top. Hey, Red Top.
Hey, gentlemen. What is your name, your guest?
Craig Monger.
Aren't we past this, honestly? I love you, Red Top, but I'm here every Friday, and my name hasn't changed. We've spoken multiple times. My feelings are this close to being hurt.
Don't get your feelings hurt.
Don't be.
He's huffing pain all day.
Why don't you get born a redhead, and you'll get tired. You'll learn to get over that crap.
Oh, okay. Sorry, Ginger.
What I enjoyed about your... I called before you got on the air last Friday. I get the impression you are a Catholic converted to Greek Orthodox Church.
No. I was born in the church, but lived as a pagan until I was around 20 years old, and then I became a Protestant, and I'm still to this day a through and through Protestant. Like, I love being Protestant. It's my favorite thing in the world. I'm a confessional 1689 Reformed Baptist.
Oh boy! Would I have fun with you? You know, I did some spy work for the Pope at a Baptist church here in Alabama in the country, and it scared the hell out of me.
You said you did a presentation on the Pope?
Pardon me?
What did you do on the Pope? I missed that. I'm sorry.
I was spying for the Pope on the Baptist church.
Oh,
wait! The Holy See requested you go do that?
All right,
Joey. I have a lot more pull than you think.
Well.
You just had a state representative in there the other day telling you how great I was. Okay. So, beside the point, sir, you brought up some stuff about, and right now I've been working with Greeks, real Greek Orthodox people. Joey, there's a Greek Orthodox Bible, there's Greek Orthodox encyclopedias, everything in this house. And you said some very interesting things about Armageddon last week that you thought the third Armageddon had already occurred with the destruction of the temple. And as that is exactly how the Greeks feel about it.
Technically, not the third Armageddon. I don't think I said that at all. I said the book of Revelation is mostly predicting and talking about the destruction of Israel in the destruction of the Jewish temple in Jerusalem in 70 A.D. and the destruction of the Jewish Aeon. The quote Battle of Armageddon. I'm sort of up in the air about.
Yes. If you want to see a good documentary about Armageddon, there's a full documentary about all three Armageddon. I think it's on Quest. It is on Quest. But happy Easter to you, sir. I am obviously a Catholic warrior. I don't believe in the end of the world. It is just pure stupidity, and it's the Catholic Church put Revelation in there to scare the hell out of everybody. I hope you realize that.
I didn't Armageddon catch that.
Armageddon ain't gonna happen. God is still creating. The universe is expanding, right?
Yes, and we are currently. He's currently redeeming the world right now, as we are currently living in the new heavens and the new earth. From my perspective,
yes. God's still creating. He ain't going to kill us all, nor is he going to kill the squirrels and the birds I feed every day in my backyard. I believe God is good and all. It's the Old Testament is evil, and I think it's wonderful we're going to have
I'm sorry, did you just say that the Old Testament was evil?
Hell yes. Read it. God is
well, so
bizarre.
You have a perspective of the Old Testament that's different than Jesus.
Well, that's fine. Jesus was a Jew.
All right, we're done here.
The Old Testament is full of trouble. So I'm a devout Catholic.
I can name you about 10 popes that would have seen you beheaded for saying what you just said. So I really dispute that.
I don't care. We already know the stupidest priest in the world was the guy that put, what was it, Joey Galileo on the house arrest? There have been plenty of dumb popes.
Yeah, and actually, that pope was trying to get Galileo off easy. The history's a little more complicated. But yeah, he did eventually.
Did you say Galileo? Dude, don't bring up Galileo in this conversation. That's far too nuanced.
Happy Easter.
Hey, I know, that's too deep. You guys have a great Easter. It's going to be beautiful, Kelly.
Yes.
I hope your niece is doing well.
She is.
And God bless you all. Roll Tide, go Trump, and go Alabama. Damn, that was a last half a second win.
Yeah, don't rub it in.
The Elite Eight.
Don't rub it into
into the Elite Eight.
Appreciate it, man. 272-9228.
Is that a troll?
That's just right.
Like, what diocese is he under? He's going to get excommunicated. He should be careful. Even Marcion wouldn't go that far.
How about let's hit a break and let's come back and somewhat change gears, but not completely. Tucker Carlson sat down with Mike Rowe, mm-hmm. and some of the stuff Mike Rowe said, I'm like, that is spot on.
Pretty good.
Because, you know, folks sometimes go, why do y'all try to get so heavy on these radio airways? I'm like, you underestimate, I think, the working class. I think you underestimate blue-collar folks. There are a lot of, say, welders that can talk intelligently about philosophy and theology and enjoy that stuff. And don't give me, you were a truck driver for a while, right?
I was a truck driver for a very long time, and I did menial labor after that. I've only done reporting for the past 2.5-3 years.
Especially truck drivers, y'all have a lot of time to listen to things.
That's how I became a Christian, was listening to sermons on YouTube and debates on stuff that I thought was interesting, and I became convicted and was converted in my 18-wheeler.
There you go.
God bless.
Well, this part of the program, before we hit the break, brought to you by Montgomery Men's Health. And, you know, two things affect most men as we mature. One is erectile dysfunction. The other, low testosterone. And it's nothing to deny, put off, or be ashamed about. And it's certainly not something to wait to get fixed. And I know guys hate going to the doctor. I do. But Montgomery Men's Health was created to take care of guys just like us. And the reality is, if you're having issues in the bedroom, pills often quit working, and guys start making excuses for not coming to bed. I didn't know this, Eddie. There are now studies that show that men will be more irritable and argumentative before bed just to avoid failing at intimacy.
Wow.
Yeah. So they will pick a fight with the lady so they don't have to, you know, even try.
Hmm.
So if you're doing that,
sounds like a dude thing.
If you're lacking motivation, energy, and drive, you're just always feeling tired, feel like you're walking through life in a fog, and including a decrease in your sex drive, loss of muscle mass, knowing whether you have low T is huge in combating some of these issues. The providers at Montgomery Men's Health will conduct a testosterone-focused lab workup, plus a consultation for only $99. And Montgomery Men's Health has low T treatments that can truly change lives. Men can experience higher energy, better gains at the gym,
brother,
better mental clarity, improved sleep patterns, a faster metabolism. You usually even notice an increased libido. You can actually book the same day that you call. Guys, it's time to feel amazing and hit your goals this year. That number, 440-3663. That's 440-3663. Or go to MontgomeryMensHealth.com to book your appointment today.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Come out to Wind Creek, Montgomery, March 28th through the 30th for 3 action-packed days of competition, fun, and live entertainment during our second annual Pusa Jeep Fest. Check out the Jeeps and watch them compete for great prizes. Join in on the pizza eating contest. Shop or grab a bite at Food Truck Alley. New this year, take a photo with our 62-foot inflatable Bigfoot, free to the public. See times and details at WindCreekMontgomery.com.
Jeep is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC. The Pusa Jeep Fest in Wind Creek is sponsored and co-sponsored with FCA US LLC. This is your roving reporter, and today I am talking with an elk.
Hey, man.
Mr. Elk, I was just wondering, what do elk do to take care of their money?
Well, like most smart folks, we call David Ernest.
You mean Alabama's most favorite asset preservationist?
That's him, man. We call him up at 334-279-7431 or 205-479-0839.
I see.
Yes, he is our preferred money man.
The money man with the money plan.
You've been paying attention.
Well, could you give us those numbers one more time?
334-279-7431 or 205-479-0839. And I just want to try to give you a heads up, man.
Oh, what's that?
I'm not an elk.
Not an elk, huh? Well, then, pray tell, what are you?
Knights of Columbus.
I am not even going to make a comment.
Well, the baby liked it.
The Tierce family has been your local Roto-Rooter service since 1964. Drain cleaning, plumbing repair, and those troublesome septic tanks, no problem. Technology has changed a bit in the last 54 years. Video inspections of lines to locate problems is available, as well as scheduling your appointment online. River Region residents have trusted Roto-Rooter for over half a century. You can too. Call today at 272-7130 or visit online at rotorooteralabama.com.
Call Roto-Rooter, that's the name.
And we go troubles down the drain.
Roto-Rooter.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368. An equal housing lender.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Truck Lines, where dump truck drivers are in demand. Wiley Sanders is on the grow. We need dump truck drivers now. Call 855-77-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. An absolutely picture postcard perfect Easter weekend forecast for tonight. Partly cloudy, a little cool, overnight low temperature in the mid-40s, but a nice recovery tomorrow. Upper 70s on Saturday, 83 on Easter Sunday. Sunshine for the weekend. Just a beautiful forecast with a high in the mid-80s Monday, still dry, and the next risk of scattered showers and thunderstorms returning on Tuesday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Webb Bobo with Capital Tractor. Make this spring your most productive yet with our package deal on Kubota's L2501 DT tractor with front loader, 5-foot cutter, and box blade, and 20-foot trailer at special spring savings. Kubota and Capital Tractor, Montgomery, Brundage, and Greenville.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, as promised, let's go to the tape here. This is Tucker Carlson sitting down with Mike Rowe, who I've always been a fan of Mike Rowe. I mean, who doesn't love Mike Rowe?
Been a great guy. Always has been.
Yeah, just, and he's very charismatic, I'll put it that way. Let's listen in.
The debate over AI, artificial intelligence, is about whether the technology will become sentient and autonomous and enslave us all. And, of course, that'll probably happen. But in the meantime, we thought it'd be interesting revisiting the original debate about AI, which is about how it affects work. What are the rest of us going to do for a living when machines can do it for us? And there's nobody who's thought more deeply about this and about work in general and its centrality to human dignity than Mike Rowe. And we are, as always, honored to have him in studio. Mike, thank you for coming on.
First of all, you win. The desk?
It's wood.
Are you kidding? I got a link from a buddy who said, hey, man, not for nothing, but I went onto one of these sites and I said, narrate for me in the style of Mike Rowe these two paragraphs, right? And he sent me a link to this. And basically, it was two paragraphs from an old episode of Deadliest Catch. And I hit play and I listened to me. Now, had I not known it was not me, I would have thought, well, that's something I narrated. You know, 4 or 5
years. Couldn't tell the difference.
Couldn't tell. Mm. When I listened for it, I heard some things that made me go, maybe not quite. But that was 2 months ago, which might as well be 2 years ago or 20 years ago. My entire career is actually based on AI. early on in Dirty Jobs, there was this big conversation at the network when they were like, look, this show is, it was a nightmare for them because it was rating really, really well, but it was off brand. Dirty Jobs was not supposed to be the show that people went to Discovery to love.
No.
Those were still the days of Attenborough and Jacques Cousteau and Jane Goodall, right?
Yeah.
This was a smart aleck looking under rocks making poop jokes. That's not supposed to be the number one
no.
show. So they're like, can you smarten it up a little bit? And I said, well, I've been looking at some science type jobs. And they're like what? And I'm like, well, I'd like to take a deep dive into AI. And they're like, that's great. That's great. If you can find Dirty Jobs in AI, we're golden. Now, did they think I was talking about artificial insemination? Probably not. Probably not.
Did you do that episode?
It's a long
4 days later,
right?
I was at the Circle X Ranch somewhere outside of Houston with my arm up to my shoulder inside a couple of dozen cows taking instructions from a cowboy named Steve.
I got to ask you, you were an opera singer?
Well, I sang in the opera.
Okay.
I've also skied down mountains, but very few people say, oh, it's Mike Rowe, the skier.
I've skied down many mountains. I've never sung opera. But is there ever a time when you do it still?
Oh, yeah. Weddings, funerals.
For real?
I sing on my podcast, I write unauthorized jingles for all the sponsors and sing them in four-part harmony because it amuses me.
Do you ever sing in Italian still?
Yasimara senti, il resto al pianto, scendere sacrimonti o devi, le me grazia ricevi. It goes on.
He would make a great, by the way, he would do a really good Votan during Disney Belugan, which is a very deep part. And I think his voice would be perfect for it. But that's in German, obviously, not Italia.
But apparently, I think what happened, I thought we were going to get to the key part about one quote from Mike Rowe in this long interview, is our country needs more welders that can talk intelligently about Nietzsche, philosophers that can work. And I agree 100%.
Yeah.
Just because you are exercising your mind doesn't mean, oh, I don't have to work with my hands at all.
Yeah.
In fact, that's why I started doing at least some working out 5-6 years ago. I realized for a decade, I was just like this floating head. Everything else was turning to jelly.
Yeah, I think that's the concept of the warrior poet that I believe is completely lost. Both because I think that some people feel like certain areas of knowledge or even culture are not available to them simply because of their station. And that simply isn't the case anymore.
Right.
And I think you are seeing an uptick in a lot of very, very, very intelligent blue-collar workers. Because, honestly, blue-collar work can be some of the most fulfilling and the most fun.
Right.
If you do, actual physical labor, especially if it requires a skill where you can actually get paid for, it can be a lot of fun. But that does not mean that, therefore, you can at the same time intake knowledge into your life. I remember, like I said, even when I was driving trucks and when I would do even construction or communications work, which is pretty much construction, just of a different breed, whenever possible, I would have an audiobook in. During lunch, I would have an audiobook in. On the way there, I'd be listening to audiobooks. When I got home, I would read books. And once you realize that the wealth of knowledge that's out there in the world and that it's available to you because of this wonderful thing called the internet, then not only does your world change, but your concept of the internet changes. Like, oh, this isn't a hellscape of people calling each other racial slurs on Twitter. This is a place where I can actually learn just about everything there is to know in human understanding.
Yeah, and it's beautiful to behold. And also, I think this idea that we need to build things in America again. Yeah, I saw I don't know if this is exactly true, but I'll take it at face value, that it took about a year to build the Empire State Building.
Wow.
It took about 5 years to build the Hoover Dam. Henry Kaiser, too, just revisiting Arthur Herman's book, Freedom's Forge, when they're mobilized for World War II, the competition these shipyards had, who could build the Liberty ship the fastest, it's just incredible how quickly these people were doing these things. And it was dangerous. They're now estimating that to build the Francis Scott Key Bridge in Baltimore will take 10 years.
Should take 2 years.
It literally should take 2 years.
It's unreal. Right. Growing up in China, funnily enough, I saw Bill Maher make this point like several years ago about the speed at which China's built. I would see several story buildings, like let's say like an 18 to 25 story building. I'd see that go up in a couple months in China. And it was a regular occurrence. Good luck seeing that here. Yeah. It takes longer than that to build a house.
Takes longer than that just to get the permits.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, that's what's slowing everything down.
It's just one thing after another. They handicap us left and right.
Well, we gotta hit this quick break, but first, this entire hour has been brought to you by Alabama Home Mortgage. And they're at Alabama Home Mortgage, Kim Williams and her team, including the lovely and talented Madeline Cannon. They're ready to help you whether you're looking to buy a home.
That's right.
Hey, don't be paying attention just to the national economic headlines. That's not all in the interest rate. Guys, you need to try to think about your own personal situation. Does it make sense for you to buy a home? And the folks there at Alabama Home Mortgage can help you figure that out. What's your strategy in buying a home? What's your long-term goals in owning a home? And they can get you the best possible deal. But also, they can help you with a refinance deal.
That's right.
So if you are under mountains of debt, say credit card debt, you just got behind, it can happen to anybody, and you do have equity built up in your home, well, they can help you out to get the load off you.
Big time.
Or it could be you don't have a debt load. It's more like, hey, I want to help out the kid as they're going off to a new city after college. Or I want to reinvest in the property. I want to add on to it and add more value to my property. Whatever your strategy, whatever your goal, Alabama Home Mortgage can help you. So call them today, 567-4223. That's 567-4223. Or visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. There is a difference in mortgage companies like Kim and Madeline. Prove that to you today. NMLS number 1586368, an equal housing lender. Hopefully when we come back, we'll have Michael Cohen on the line.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Luxury car prices and payments have hit an all-time high. But at Lexus of Montgomery, we have every new Lexus model in stock with low APR financing to save you thousands. Right now, take advantage of as low as 3.99% APR financing on your favorite new Lexus. You don't have to pay more to get the luxury vehicle you want. Pay less at Lexus of Montgomery. You deserve to drive a Lexus from Lexus of Montgomery.
Financing up to 36 months is $29.52 per 1,000 financed with approved credit. Ends 4/1/24.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368, an equal housing lender.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Joey Clark.
Welcome back. As promised, let's go right to the phones and talk to Michael Cohen of Cohen's Electronics and Appliances. Hey, Michael, how you doing today?
I'm doing great. How are y'all?
Oh, we're carrying on. We're carrying on. And how's it going at Cohen's?
It's going wonderful. We've had some good customers come in. We had a guy that won a television through Alabama State. He came, picked it up today. A nice 55-inch OLED.
Nice.
Had to get his aunt to come and pick it up because it was bigger than his Toyota.
Yeah.
So anyway, that's been good. And,
Now let's talk. I'm sorry.
Oh, I'm also told Eddie's got somebody coming to get some appliances.
That's right. Yeah, we sold the house, and it needed some appliances, and the guy called me yesterday and said, looking for a recommendation. So I literally gave him your name, so he'll be coming looking for you.
Oh, fantastic.
So make sure you got $20 in your pockets. That's the first thing he's going to ask you.
Well, and is that for him or for you?
Well, for him, but he's going to give it to me.
Okay.
Well, and yeah, that is a great idea with a brand-new home purchase where you just let's fill out this kitchen here with the latest and greatest. But my mind is on y'all's seating arrangements. I can't get those captain's chairs out of my mind. For folks who don't know what I'm talking about, what is a captain's chair?
So it's a nice Jared, I kind of equate it to like what your car would have in it, a nice bucket seat. Mm. It does recline. It does have an ottoman. It does sit on a little pedestal that allows it to swivel 360 degrees, so it could be an adult sit and spin. And but you can get them in your choices of colors and fabrics. They're very, very comfortable. They don't take up a lot of room. The theater seats that we carry, made by Palliser as well, you know, they've got bigger arms for cup holders and everything. These have a much more sleek design. So even if you have a full room, they lend itself to get to be in the room without taking up too much room.
Well, and folks, whether you're looking to build out a home theater, they can help you do that at Cones, or maybe you're looking to build out a kitchen or have the top end when it comes to that washer and dryer. They do it all there at Cones when it comes to electronics and appliances. You can always look at thinkcohens.com, like I am right now, thinkcohens.com. Or I really encourage you to stop by the Boulevard, 2515 Eastern Boulevard here in Montgomery, open 9 to 6 Monday through Friday and 9 to 4 on Saturdays. I really do appreciate it, Michael, and we look forward to sending more folks your way.
Well, I appreciate that. Thank y'all. Y'all have a great weekend.
You too,
Michael.
272-9228. So we've got only like a couple minutes for the top of the hour break. Is anything broken in the news?
Besides 65 North being backed up all the way to Montgomery.
Yeah, and
now.
Craig, you were saying that it was that way when you drove in.
Oh, yeah. And not only that, but there was also an accident right on the number 4 exit. So I thought I was going to be tardy, but alas, I was not. But yeah, it was actually even before that, it was slowed down about 10:30.
Oh, wow.
When I was coming back from getting, me and my son got a haircut. So I was taking him home, and I got on 65, and it was pretty slow. But then on the way back to head up here, it was stopped for a hot minute. So I have no idea why. I didn't see an accident.
Yeah, that's what everybody keeps telling me. Nobody's seen an accident. It's just backed up.
So, yeah. Traffic has a memory.
Honestly, we go to Birmingham, some restaurants in Birmingham, really nice. But it's such a challenge because we know you're going to have some kind of traffic hold up on the way there. And it's usually for hours on end. We need to four-lane that sucker.
Yes, Donald Trump promised to do that. He promised to widen 65.
I agree with Ainsworth.
Come on.
Bring it. Yeah. Like, we need to widen 65.
No doubt.
Because if the West Alabama Highway was going to go through, I'd be like, hey, can we look at property records who just bought up a bunch of land right
also
there?
Also with that West Alabama Highway, that's a dream. We're building that hoping they will come. Right. We already got this, and it's backed up and bottlenecked. Let's fix this.
Right. And especially if you're trying to build out the port and, like, having your main vein up in north-south of the state being clogged up all the livelong day. And it really is bad once you get to Birmingham. Yeah. And the amazing thing is it clears up.
It clears up, and you never see the rest.
Birmingham, it just clears up. Yeah. And going to, like, last time I went to Decatur to see my brother when they were living up there, it was like, oh, hey, that was easy sailing. Birmingham, though, is the bottleneck.
Yep, big time. Around here, it's once you get past Clinton, Calera, all that, that's something always happens.
I know.
Frustrating.
So let's make it wider.
I agreed.
How do you think the session's going, Craig, as you've been over there every live long day?
They've done some good things. They obviously think stuff has gotten delayed because of the IVF debacle, and then gaming is all but stalled out. They have the potential to do some decent stuff coming up, but it never ceases to be frustrating when you realize that all the important discussions have already taken place in a smoke-filled room with very powerful people and powerful lobbyists.
And the more I see reaction to the IVF thing in national news and after these elections, it's so frustrating.
Yeah.
Because this was, as we've talked about, this was bound to happen with the industry. Everybody in the industry knew this was an ethical dilemma and a legal one at that. And Alabama just forced everybody's hand. Stop looking the other way.